Well, speaking of impressive resumes, musician mandolinist Chris Thiele certainly has one. His solo and collaborative concerts and recordings have earned him 4 Grammy Awards and a MacArthur Grant. On Friday night, he has a concert at Western Michigan University. Current State Scott Pohl recently talked with Chris Thiele about his career and an exciting new project he has coming up in 2016. What's he going to be up to, Scott?
Well, Mark, you've heard of a little public radio show called A Prairie Home Companion, haven't you?
I have.
Hosted by a fellow named Garrison Keillor.
Mm.
Well, Keillor is going to step down next year, and Chris Thiele has been chosen to become the next host of the show. He's performed on the program a number of times. Chris Thiele and I talked about that, but we also talked about that MacArthur Genius Grant.
Chris Thiele, welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to ask you about your 5-year MacArthur Grant. I understand you're about halfway through it. People call it the Genius Grant, and I thought it might be interesting to start off by asking you about how that process works. People hear it as being no strings attached. But is that really so? Are you required to file reports of any sort or tell them what you're doing?
No, absolutely not. It really is no strings attached. But of course, what they don't say is how hot the fire is that one naturally lights under oneself after receiving that thing. You start. I think it becomes a sort of indictment almost I had no idea I was even being considered. I knew what it was. I have some friends who've been awarded them in the past, and have always thought it was a really cool thing. When I got the call, I thought it was a joke. I thought my bandmates and Punch Brothers were pranking me or something. When this guy Daniel Sokolow finally told me, no, this is, you know, it's not a joke. This is actually, we think you should have this. Then all of a sudden you're instantly like, hey, I promise I'm gonna do better than I have done so far. I promise I'm gonna do something cool. I will. I've always tried to be a hard worker. I love what I do, and I love ending the day knowing a little bit more about music than I started it knowing. And I'd say, yeah, if anything, I got home with sort of an increased drive to try and make something nice for people.
We're speaking with mandolinist Chris Thiele, who has played, of course, with great ensembles like Nickel Creek, the Punch Brothers. He's played with Yo-Yo Ma in a collaboration called the Goat Rodeo Sessions. On Friday night, he'll be at the Dalton Center Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo as part of the Fontana Chamber Arts Music Series. Earlier this year, Chris, you and the Punch Brothers put out a new album called The Phosphorescent Blues. We want to hear a little bit of music from that, and then we'll talk about it. Let's hear Familiarity.
It's all pretend. You love it because you love them. As you explode out of your phones, amen. To make some music of your own, amen. Or you can hate it softly to yourself, alone, amen, amen, amen.
Tell me about this project, The Phosphorescent Blues.
Well, the boys and I, when we sat down in the writing room, which actually ended up being portable, we would go to these various cities that we love in America and hunker down for a week or so and do some writing, do some thinking. The boys and I realized we had all been thinking a lot about the impact that smartphone technology, of all things, smartphone technology was having on the world. Obviously, I mean, it's having a massive impact, giving us so much in the way of connection with each other, but also depriving us of so many moments, taking us out of so many moments, you know, in the name of connection with maybe people who aren't there. But are we having less truly beautiful moments with the people that are there? And so the record is kind of dives into that, and not that we have any answers, and not that we think that this is just, you know, the devil's technology or anything. I bet you at any point along the way, you know, you have people saying, obviously with when it was the personal computer, you know, you've got people saying like, oh, this is going to ruin everything. The television before that, radio, the light bulb, I mean, on back to the wheel. I guarantee there was some caveman sitting next to another caveman going, this is going to ruin everything. And so I don't think it's that. I do think we have our work cut out for us, just making sure that we use this that we use it and it doesn't use us, honestly. And the record's just kind of an exploration of that thinking.
Chris Thiele, do you have upcoming releases we should be thinking about keeping an eye open for?
Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer, and I are working on a Bach record together. But then the big project looming for me is assuming the reins of A Prairie Home Companion starting next fall. So I'm going to be working on that.
Well, that's an exciting project, of course. Your first appearance on A Prairie Home Companion in the mid-90s, you were only 15 years old. That's really amazing. Lots of musicians have been heard over the years, of course, on the program, but I'll bet there haven't been that many 15-year-olds on A Prairie Home Companion over the years.
I suppose not. It was such a momentous occasion for me. I flew up there with my mom, and I think it might have been the first gig that I ever flew to. And meeting Garrison, I've listened to Prairie Home Companion since I was aware of being alive. And anyway, if I can be a part of carrying that tradition on and giving people a truly enjoyable 2 hours on Saturdays, I'll be a happy man.
Well, Chris Thiele, as someone who has worked in public radio for 30 years and 30 plus years, and thinking about taking Garrison Keillor's place as host of A Prairie Home Companion, I can only say good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with mandolinist Chris Thiele, who will be in Kalamazoo on Friday night at Western Michigan University as part of the Fontana Chamber Arts Music Series. Information is available at fontanamusic.org. Chris Thiele, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.